Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris from Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. You know, if you'd like to reach us, send us an email, or just kind of ask us something that may be on your heart, or just want to get in contact with our ministry, you can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. I want to talk with you today in regards to a scripture that so many people don't understand, so many people take out of context, and a lot of times it leaves us into a place of not understanding the revelation of what God's trying to say to us. And that scripture is 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. And I want to start with that scripture because when we read that scripture, if we don't understand the context of the scripture, then we misunderstand it and we say things and do things and say, well, that's not me and that's not talking about that. But in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's been born of God." Now, I want you to understand that this scripture is referring to sin here is a noun. It's not a verb. It's not talking about the action of sin, of smoking, drinking, doing drugs. This is talking about the sin nature. You and I, our spirit has been born again if we're a child of God. If we've been born of God, then our spirit has been born again. Now, our soul, which is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions, has not been born again. So it's got to be renewed with the Word of God. In our body, it's not been born again. So as we allow the Spirit here, so when it says, when you've been born of God, you do not sin, it's talking about your spirit man. Your spirit man does not sin because the seed remains in him. Now, first Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says that you and I have been born again by an incorruptible seed. That means a seed that cannot die. That's talking about the Word of God. And because the seed remains in him, talking about the Word, and he cannot sin. That Word is talking about sin nature. That's not talking about smoking, drinking, and doing drugs. So a lot of times, then we read verse 10 in 1 John chapter 10. It says, "If we say that we have not sinned, we have made him a liar and the word's not in us." We're talking about two different contexts of Scripture here. It's talking about the spirit. Now, your flesh and your mind is still going to do things that does not line up with the Word of God. And then we use Romans chapter 6 verse 14 and we take that out of context and say that, "For sin shall not have dominion over you. You're no longer under the law, but you're under grace." What that's talking about is the word sin here is not talking about smoking, drinking. It's talking about a sin nature. And because you no longer have a sin nature, then sin cannot have dominion over you. You say, "Well, Pastor, why do so many people keep on doing the wrong thing?" That does not change their spirit man. Their spirit man has been born again, is complete with God, is true with God, and regardless of what the fleshly man does, it does not change the significance of the spirit man. Now, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that we're not sin, that we don't sin. I'm not saying that is not accountable. There is always consequences of the flesh that your sin does, that your flesh does. Always consequences. If I go out and sleep around with people, then there's a chance I'll get HIV or I'll get some kind of disease or my wife will find out and kill me. So there's some certain things that would be consequences for sin. Now, that has nothing to do with the spirit of a man. That spirit is still absolutely clean, absolutely pure. When we begin to focus on the sin, you give the sin power. Focus on the problem never stops. It never stops when you're focusing on the problem. It never stops when you're focusing on the results, because whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, according to Proverbs 23:7, that's what that man is. You and I need to realize that we are a spiritual being. We have a soulish man, which is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we live in a physical body. Now, with thinking about that, you're a spirit. That's who you really are. That's why when you go to a funeral or you go to somebody when they've passed away, you look at that body, it's still there, but that body isn't doing anything because that's not the real you. The real you has ascended the body and it's a spirit being. So as we begin to understand that, we begin to understand the promises of that, we understand what 1 John 3 and 9 says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin." Talking about the spiritual part of you, not talking talking about the physical part of you, not talking about your identity as far as we know it as the physical part. So we got to understand that that's what he's talking about here in the beauty of grace. So when people say, well, if I'm born of God, he does not sin. He still remains in him and he cannot sin because he's been born of God. That's exactly what that's talking about. Your spirit has never sinned one time since you got born again. What a great thing to be born of God and to walk in the fullness of the beauty of grace.